coming up.
So he reached out to police and asked investigators, hey, you know, I'm a victim of this theft at this condo building. I think my stolen bike and items are connected to this hit and run crash. Can you take a look?
For Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond. You're listening to The Daily Crime. Last month, a man in Portland, Oregon, helped to recover a truckload of stolen valuables belonging to him and several of his neighbors.
I thought immediately, they can't get away with that. It's just stuff, but it's such an invasion.
The items included the man's custom-made Dark Knight Batman suit.
From every person I meet, every kid I hug, there's a lot of good karma in that suit.
Catherine Cook joins us from KGW in Portland, Oregon. And Catherine, you've been covering a story involving seemingly one of the biggest Bruce Wayne fans out there, a guy named Bruce Lawson. Tell me a little bit about Bruce.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Reed. First of all, it just makes sense that his name is Bruce because he loves Batman. He has loved the character ever since he was a kid, loves what the character stands for, and has owned three bat suits in his lifetime. The first, of course, being one that emulated the Adam West Batman, and since then, two Dark Knight suits.
And so, what does he do with his Batman suits? Where does he actually wear them?
He definitely wears bat suits with a purpose. He loves wearing them to charity events. In the wildfires here out in the West Coast in Central Oregon in 2020, he happened to be in Central Oregon and went to a Red Cross camp where wildfire evacuees were staying. He put on his bat suit and he helped Red Cross volunteers pass out meals. He gave hugs out to kids who were really going through a horrible time and their families. He just brought smiles to their faces. He's a regular guest at one of our local children's hospitals. He reads books to children while wearing the bat suit. Just really loves bringing people joy while portraying this character that so many people are fans of. Maybe not quite as big a fan as Bruce Lawson, but, you know, everyone loves Batman.
Batman can't cry, I don't think, in public, but inside, it's incredibly special and touching.
So Lawson wears this Batman suit to, as you mentioned, charity events, hospitals, different places to bring joy to people. And it's not like a $30 Batman costume you'd find at Walmart. It has all the bells and whistles. I imagine it was pretty expensive.
Yeah, it was an investment for sure. It's motorcycle leathers, it's customized, it looks pretty darn authentic. He has a really nice cape. Definitely, it was more than something you would pull off the rack around Halloween.
What then happens to this prized possession of Lawson's, this bat suit, as well as some of his other belongings on the morning of April 29th?
Well, Lawson gets a call from his wife. He himself was out of town. He's in New Orleans right now. Actually, in real life, he's a key grip. He works on feature films. And so a kind of cool real life connection to Hollywood there. But he gets a call from his wife and says, hey, we have been broken into. Our condominium building storage units were all broken into. And she sent over a photograph to Bruce. And he looked at it and instantly his heart sank because he saw that the suitcase that, you know, stored the bat suit was gone. So was his other prized possession, his blue road bike.
And Bruce was not the only person in this condo building whose things were taken, right?
That's right. A total of 8 condominium storage units had been broken into, and the crooks got really valuable possessions from all of them.
So this is where Bruce goes from, you know, pretending to be a crime fighter to wanting to right a wrong in the real world, to get his stuff back, to get his neighbor's stuff back. What does he do?
Well, first he does, you know, like what most people would do. He takes photographs of the stolen items and he posts them on social media. He posts them on the internal social media website that condominium residents use. And then something funny happens. Funny is not the right word. Something very tragic happens. Later that very day, police responded to a hit-and-run crash only about a mile and a half from his home. A stolen box truck crashed and ended up hitting and very badly injuring two people who were out walking. The people in the truck took off. They ran from the scene. So the box truck is left there, the back door wide open, a bunch of items in the back of the truck. And, you know, local news stations, including ours, responded and got video of the truck and the scene. And then a neighbor at the condominium building posted that story onto their social media site. Bruce sees that story. He sees the box truck, and he, you know, as anyone who might be interested in locating stolen items, took a really close look inside that box truck. And to the best of his ability, he saw like a zip pouch that he had on his bike. And he thought, man, that's my bike.
I knew that was my bike. And if that was the bike, the suit had to be there as well.
So he reached out to police and asked investigators, hey, you know, I'm a victim of this theft at this condo building. I think my stolen bike and items are connected to this hit and run crash. Can you take a look? And then, you know, a couple days later, he gets a call back from one of the sergeants, and they said, Bruce, we've got your bat suit and your bike.
Officer Dow called me up and said, we have your bat suit.
And as it turns out, the things that were in that truck were the valuables that were stolen from all eight condo units.
All of our stuff was still there.
So Bruce gets his bike back, gets his bat suit back, helps his neighbors get their things back, but then there's a second break-in.
Yeah, it's super frustrating. The same condo building, different storage units this time. And the crooks, who Bruce thinks are the same guys that broke in the first time, they come back a couple weeks later. But this time, they didn't realize there were new security cameras. So after the first break-in, the condo unit took special measures to try to up security, and these guys were caught on camera. And they broke into other storage units and took like a really nice bass guitar, some camping gear, and then, you know, they left. They were caught on camera doing that. So, I mean, hopefully somebody will recognize the guy's face. They got a pretty good shot of his face.
My hope would be that someone recognizes these people.
And then since that break-in, they've since, you know, installed metal plates on the storage unit locks. So hopefully that'll be another layer of security that will, you know, keep this from happening yet again.
Catherine Cook with KGW in Portland. Thanks for sharing this story.
Thanks for having me, Reed.
And thank you for listening to this episode of The Daily Crime. We're right here with a new one every day of the week, Monday through Friday, so make sure you're subscribed to or following the podcast wherever it is you're listening right now. If you're looking for something else to listen to, you can head over to voltstudios.com for a full list of our shows that includes our weekly podcast, True Crime Chronicles. That'll do it for this one. Until next time, for Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond.